Well, my name is Austin, and I am one of the pastors here, and we are just so grateful that you are here. We believe and live our lives to find and follow Jesus together, and we take that togetherness seriously because we believe that we cannot have community without developing friendships. And so we, over the next 5 minutes in our service, is we invite you to grow deeper in friendship and maybe start and get to know one another. We invite you to go back, and you can grab some coffee, and we have donuts in the back. But as you go, greet somebody and then ask them this question. What is your favorite Christmas carol? Favorite Christmas carol. Kids, that's included. So any Christmas carol. So we'll see you back in 5 minutes. Well, friends, it's good to be back together. And we are in our Advent series is called Here. It is called Here because we are focusing not just on the story of Advent, but we're focusing on the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus. And we're staying in that moment through all of Advent. And one of the things that we're talking about as we look at the baby Jesus is the truth that he was a dependent child. And it's not only this dependence as a child, which all children go through, but it also is Jesus who would say things like, I do nothing on my own, but only the will of the Father who sent me. You hear the Father saying, it's not my, you hear Jesus saying, not my will be done, but your will be done. You hear Jesus in his life saying, my food, the sustenance of my life is to do the will of the Father. And then you also hear Jesus, which was often taken in the most wrong way, but was to evoke his dependence. He says, the Father and I are one. The Father and I are one. And so we go back into Luke chapter 2, the story of Jesus' birth. If you want to read this on the screen with me, this is Luke chapter 2, verse 4. It says this. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. In that moment, you see this baby Jesus. Not only was he delivered by his mother, not only in every instant was cleaned up after his birth, it says that he was wrapped in cloths from their own clothes or what they found around. That Jesus was cared for so much that he was laid in a manger. And I also like to think a little bit as the story and the reality of not just what's in the story, but after, but assuming that Jesus was changed consistently that first day. He was also fed. And so in this Advent series, we are engaging wonder through the medium of art, specifically on an art show called The Honest Advent by Scott Erickson, that Jesus was fed. The medium of art invokes something in you that you don't always get to see, or you don't imagine all the time. But as you look into this, that Jesus was fed, not just once, but every couple of hours, so dependent on Mary for the sustenance of life to continue each day. But as you look deeper into this, you see, or maybe you don't see, or maybe for the first time your eyes are open to this relationship of dependence, but not the way that you think about it. That in Mary's arms is the creator the entire universe. Everything that is seen and unseen. That in Mary's hands, the created hands, the creator lays. The creator is now dependent on the created. Not just for a moment, for a lifetime. Because we know that Jesus' life was characterized not by independence, but dependence. That Jesus' life was one of dependence, not just because of what we said earlier, how he related to the Father and he are one, that he doesn't do anything outside of his own will, but only the will of the Father. But his life was marked, characterized by dependence. Dependence, in definition, is a state of relying on someone or something. It's a state of being. We talk about as disciples of Jesus that we want to not only be with Jesus, but become like Jesus and do what Jesus did. The process of becoming like Jesus, having a being that is dependent on God or on other things, someone or something, is not just something that you all of a sudden arrive to, but it is a practice of becoming. That Jesus, as a baby, had no decision in his dependence. But as he grew, he didn't age out of dependence into independence, but lived into the state of being of always being dependent. Not only in his family, but of his Father. And so this morning, as we continue to think about this idea of being dependent, that dependence is good. Even the way that God created it. That in the process, did you know that by planting two things side by side, companion planting, that the harvest of those plants will actually grow and increase because they are next to each other? Think of the redwoods who have such an intricate root system that is not for only that one redwood, but co-mingles with other roots of redwoods so that they might be stronger and dependent together. The Lord also said that a strand of three cords is not easily broken. Dependence is a good thing. Dependence isn't bad. It's not something to be outgrown. And Jesus gives us words for that. Not only will he describe his own dependence, but our dependence as well. That Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus teaches us to pray to the Father. Give us our daily bread, that may it come from you. Jesus said that I am the bread of life, that whoever comes to him will hunger no more or thirst no longer. So the wonder that I have is that in our spiritual life as a church, that we often desire independence, and thus we think we can go fast and grow quickly. But there's a phrase that talks about that. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. We are not created to be independent. We are created to be dependent. Would you join me in prayer this morning? God, as we sit, and Holy Spirit, as we sit listening and wondering, Holy Spirit, there's two questions that come to my mind. How is our independence harmful to my spiritual formation? How, God, is my independence from you and from other people harmful to the formation of my life? And Holy Spirit, what narrative, what lie have I believed that causes me to rely on myself? Father, whether that be our work, our finances, our joy. Even this morning we talk about peace that we believe that we can independently procure our own peace.
Father, let us not believe the lie that is sold to us, that we are better alone, because you created us to be better together. We ask this in your name. Amen.